CPR 005 for September 3rd, 2010.
Oh my God, they're not breathing. Does anyone know CPR?
Campground Pirate Radio.
All right, boys, come on.
This is Uncle Waldo, and you're listening to Campground Pirate Radio.
Well, I got a little boogie, but it ain't too clean. It's real low down, and it's kind of mean. The dirty boogie. The dirty boogie. But when I get low down, it's the dirty boogie.
It's Dirty Boogie for me.
Five, four, three, three, two, one. Technician, strap in.
You're about to listen to the hottest sounds. It's the hottest mixtape in the world, and you've got it.
She was drinking whiskey sours in the bar. And the way she tossed me back, I nearly had a heart attack. Cause as it is, I let her drive my car. We were galloping through the burrows like a pair of horny thoroughbreds until I said, stop the car, Doreen, and you can roll your eyes at night. But I swear that I saw God in the moonlight on a side street in a wreckage we call Queens. Doreen, Doreen, last night us and I'm sleeping on the floor. And the guy who plays banjo keeps on passing me the old crow. It multiplies my sorrow. I can't take it anymore. We'll be right back.
Drunken pirate music here with Great Big Sea. Now I dug on down to Pod Safe and I found this band. They're kind of fun. You might like them. This hot lava monster, Devil Woman.
Waldo. It's the Bomb Throwing Anarchist back at you. Dylan Boswell here with a question that's on everybody's mind. Hey, why anarchy? I know what you're thinking. That's crazy talk. It's chaos. It's blood in the streets. Things blowing up everywhere. Well, I gotta tell you, that's the wrong idea. Here's what anarchy really means. It's voluntary human interaction. And 99.9% of your life is already total anarchy. Now, don't panic. I'll tell you what I mean by that. You know right from wrong. You know what to do. You don't need people pointing guns at you to tell you what to do. You know that when you make a deal with somebody, you gotta honor it. Your reputation depends on it. You know that you can count on your friends to do the same and the people that you do business with. And you don't need any element of force in there to make that happen. Well, that's all it is. That's all anarchy is. Personal, individual responsibility, people knowing right from wrong and behaving accordingly. And the problem with the government is it turns that on its head. It says it takes that responsibility away from you and tells you that you have to listen to them. Well, I tell you what. Once you do that, once you get together with the state and decide with your neighbors that you're going to tell someone else what to do and you're going to use the guns of the government to make that happen, you forfeited your own claim to freedom. And that's the problem I have. I want to take that back. And you can too when you take responsibility for your own life. You take responsibility for your own self-defense, the provision of your own welfare, the security of your home and your family, both financially and otherwise. Then, when you do that, you'll realize that those people who deign to tell you what to do at gunpoint and fund it with taxes they steal from you are no less or more human than you are. They're just your equals. They're just like you. And they don't have any right to tell you what to do. So reclaim your freedom. Take responsibility for yourself. Be an anarchist, because you know what? You're already soaking in it.
So sorry now.
Veruca Salt on Campground Pirate Radio. All hail me. You all know how much I love the Monkees. Well, here's another one from Head.
Martini time. It's martini time.
Ooh, let's take a minute so I can catch my breath. I sure hope you all are enjoying the show as much as I do making it for you. You gotta admit, you're not gonna hear much of this music on the Clear Channel station now, will you? Nope. They got a break for a commercial every few minutes. So if you're enjoying this and you would like to give value for it, value, consider dropping by campgroundpirateradio.com and clicking on the donate button. We're especially looking for some executive producers for the shows. You can also contribute by putting yourself into the mix. We're always looking for some DJ drops, some sweepers, and jingles. You know, do you or your band have some music that needs to get some airplay? Hey, email it to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. And remember, if I like it, I'll play it. So tomorrow's a special day for me and Miss Stephanie. It'll be our 23rd wedding anniversary. Yep, two more and Miss Stephanie earns her Congressional Medal of Honor, because God knows living with me ain't no picnic. But actually, we've been together almost 25 years. Of course, the first two were, how you say, living in sin. So I want to play a few of Miss Stephanie's favorite tracks just for her. And right after that, I got something really special for all you Zappa fans out there coming up. Wait, what's that, darling? Did you say something to me?
Play Misty for me.
Thank you.
Oh, that was the Toadies with Mr. Love. And just before that, Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet. Here's one more from Miss Stephanie from the Blue Man Group. I Feel Love.
Ooh,
just your radio. We are in complete control. Campground Pirate Radio.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Began to blow. Under my boots and around my toe. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. My mama cried, and my mama cried.
Don't you eat that yellow snow.
Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peek-a-boo.
Started in the whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe. I said, with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
With a lead-filled snowshoe. Said peek-a-boo. He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. He went whap with a lead-filled snowshoe and he hit him on the nose and he hit him on the fin and he. That got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the dead lead. The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Whereupon I proceeded to take that mitten full of the deadly yellow snow crystals and rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes now, the circular motion, rub it. And I pounced again. Great googly moogly. I jumped up and down the chest of her. I injured the fur trapper. Well, he was very upset, as you can understand. And rightly so, because the deadly yellow snow crystals had deprived him of his sight. And he stood up and he looked around and he said, I can't see. I can't see. it in my right eye. He took a dog to a snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. And I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper stood there with his arms outstretched across the frozen white wasteland, trying to figure out what he's going to do about his deflicted eyes. And it was at that precise moment that he remembered an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, the only way you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra, mile after mile. Trudging across the tundra, right down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Yes, indeed, here we are. At St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast, where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards and blew up the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty and said, why don't you treat me mean? At St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast,
wow, get off the bus,
where I stole the margarine.
Oh, there you go. The late, great Frank Zappa. From his Apostrophe album and a whole bunch of songs from the beginning of that thing. I love that album so much. Hey, listen, we're wrapping it up over here. So thanks so much for stopping on by Campground Pirate Radio and joining me for another hour of foolishness and whatever kind of bullshit we go through here. But hey, in any case, we'll see you again next week. In the meantime, you know, if there's something you want to hear or whatever, hey, write it on down. Send me an email at campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. In the meantime, I'm going to go run out and buy some flowers for the lovely Miss Stephanie because, you know, 23 years, we've had our highs, we've had our lows, but darling, I wouldn't change a minute of it with you. God, I love you. So until we meet again next time, remember the words from the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. Bye-bye.